Are you tired of your kids playing violent video games, seeing graphic content online, and delving into questionable stuff in the world of screens? Are you looking for biblical content that would teach your children values? Well, look no further. Brent Dusing is a CEO and founder of TruePlay, a gaming platform created to bring high quality, fun, and biblically sound entertainment to audiences worldwide. An entrepreneur at heart, Brent pioneered game creation with Christian content through Lightside Games, a Christian gaming studio reaching more than 7 million game players worldwide and resulting in 25,000 decisions for Christ. This man on a mission has a very intriguing bio. As the founder and CEO of Cellfire, Brent created the nation's leading mobile coupon company, used today at grocers like Safeway and Kroger, and leading Catalina Marketing to acquire Cellfire for $108 million. He began his career as a venture capitalist at Menlo Ventures. Today, TruePlay is building a world-class faith-based entertainment platform for kids ages 5 to 13 years old with tremendous content and an exceptional team. They build products that are not just fun-filled, but contain God's truth. I'm Tina Griffin, and you will be a TruePlay fan as you hear about our top tech option for your kids on this episode of the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm with Brent Dusing, CEO and founder of TruePlay. Brent, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good to see you today. How are you, Tina?
Yeah, I'm doing awesome. Thank you for joining us. Were you in the middle of creating some video games here a couple seconds ago?
We have a lot of games we're making, and I have to do all the kind of the businessy stuff. So the team gets to do all the fun, creative, making the video game stuff. I mostly get involved in the story.
So you do the story, you have the business part, but they took all the fun from you. That's not fair.
Well, you know, as the company gets larger, you can't do it all, right? And the truth is, we have a tremendous team of people that are really industry veterans. I mean, people from household name video game companies and, you know, animation places and just fantastic, you know, teams of people who are really better at making video games than I am. So it's really been great.
Okay, so it's a win-win. I just have to tell you, you guys did a fantastic job. Your team sent me this TruePlay shirt. I've been drinking out of this since I got it in the mail. My daughter is trying to rip it off from me. I'm like, no, it's mine. It has my name on the box. But thank you. You might just like six of them our direction, so no one's fighting over here.
Did you get a maple T-shirt from us?
I got this shirt.
You got this one. So we started to do ones with the characters. You can see this is a TruePlay shirt as well. This is Lucas. So Lucas is one of our characters. He's a boy. He's a skunk. As you can see, he's got a crocodile robot costume that he built. He's an inventor. And he's very intelligent, but his brother died about a year ago. And he's struggling with that, and he has questions about his faith. He's wondering, well, where is God and all that? And when mom says, my brother's with God, my brother Chase, what does that mean? And what does that mean for me? And so he's on his own journey and quest, as are a lot of our characters inside a lot of our content.
So these shirts are conversation starters. And I know that when these conversations get started out there at the grocery store, wherever you're shopping, especially Christmas time right now, it's a great present for everybody. We can be talking about the faith-filled meaning and vision and purpose of the games that these kids are actually playing. The kids can be wearing these shirts. Absolutely. I want to let people know you have a fantastic background. Over your career, you've been featured on CNN, Fox News, ABC News, The Wall Street Journal, New York Times, USA Today, Entertainment Weekly, and other news media. Thank you for jumping on the program, and I'm very excited to talk about video games because a lot of kids are constantly playing games online, but you and I both know what kind of content they're primarily ingesting. How did you come up with the name of TruePlay?
Well, first of all, I'm excited to be here with you, and I appreciate everything you're doing because you're help spreading the message that people need to hear, right? And I know you've been doing it for a while, and it's really great. And so I appreciate everybody listening in today. So how we started with TruePlay was the idea is we're building products that do four things. They're fun. They engage. People love them. Two, they are beautiful. You know, we serve a God of beauty. We often forget that sometimes as Christians, but it's really true. Yeah. Three, they're excellent. You know, they're done with a very high standard of quality. But lastly, they contain God's truth. So we're not just here to entertain you or say, oh, this is so pretty or nice job. We're here to bring God's truth right to you and your family. Now, that might be in games that are explicitly biblical, Journey of Jesus, Stained Glass, King David's Battles, or they might be in a fictional universe where there's a skunk with a crocodile robot costume or a bunny rabbit who wears a tiger costume who charges into the forest and finds there's an evil queen she has to defeat. There's a lot of stories that we tell, but everything we do has God's truth woven inside it.
And how did you come up with TruePlay as the actual name of your company? Did you come up with that?
We did as a team. The idea was to be able to bring God's truth and also convey that it's about fun and engagement and playing together.
I love that, because we're not all about saying all video games are bad or all entertainment is bad. It's what you do with it and what kind of messages are you portraying. I love your content. It's very, very creative. This gives a great glimpse as your mission and vision. People, check out this video.
We're a well-funded Christian entertainment company that's making world-class games for children. We've got a tremendous team with deep industry experience and successful exits. And what we're doing is unique because we're building top-notch gaming content that competes with the top of the stuff on the App Store, but that contains God's truth. Whether it's games that are biblical or games that come out of a new world we've created called the Rimverse. I was looking out at the world and I got bothered by a few things. Anxiety, suicide, and depression rates are all-time highs for children, which exactly parallels the rise of social media on smartphones. I found out that the average male is exposed to pornography when he's 13, online. I noticed that for the first time in American history, less than half of Americans go to church. I found out that while over 60% of people in this country over 40 believe in God, that for children, well, it's only 32%. That's a crisis. The reason that happens is because the average person's on a screen, including most children, 50 hours a week. What are they doing? Social media, video games, YouTube, movies. And what kind of entertainment content are they getting? What kind of values are coming in there?
Through Play has a mission that is generational, and we need to build it correctly.
As a parent, and I'm a parent, and there's a lot of parents out there that we hear this from that want the True Play solution, there's nowhere they can take their kids to deliver them high quality entertainment, something that they're actually going to enjoy and use, but that also contains God's truth, that contains the values that they hold dear. That's why we're doing True Play.
I don't know if you know exactly what I've been talking about for the last 2.5 decades, but I'm so thankful you exist. You are the solution to the problems I've been addressing around this globe forever. We're going to find out how to become a beta tester right after a short word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
The International Labor Organization recently reported the number of people trafficked globally has risen from 40 million to 50 million in the last 5 years. Most are women and children, bought, sold, or traded into sex trafficking. Rescue One Global, a faith-based nonprofit, answered the call to fight for those enslaved in the U.S., Thailand, and the Philippines. Their mission is to prevent the victimization of at-risk populations, rescue those trapped, and restore survivors through their multiple global recovery initiatives, including providing emergency shelter and residential programs. Rescue One has served nearly 800 survivors from newborn to the elderly and provided over 14,000 therapeutic services because of faithful partners like you. To make your tax-deductible gift, text TINA to 44321. That's TINA to the number 44321. Let's rescue more lives together.
If you haven't received our free parent media guide loaded with pro-America entertainment options for your kids, just go to counterculturemom.com and click on the button sign up for our newsletter at the top of the page. Simply enter your first name, email, and then click on Get My Free Guide, and you'll receive this phenomenal resource in your inbox within minutes. It's loaded with tons of positive entertainment options for your kids, as well as entertainment, music, movie reviews, and great books to get. We also give you family-friendly magazines to give to your kids, great present to get underneath the Christmas tree this year, and family-friendly movie streaming options. Also easily get to our store, a plethora of resources on our website, as well as connect with Counterculture Mom on social media. all simply by going to counterculturemom.com and clicking on the button, sign up for our newsletter. So many kids need quality entertainment, and I have so many parents constantly telling me, where can we find it? There's not that many options that are out there. And you pertain to the earliest ages of children with these games, which is the most critical years when our kids are developing who they are as a person, their identity in Christ, and what God wants them to learn about his creation and have a biblical worldview, not an ungodly worldview. So kudos to you. You're like my hero, seriously, for what you're pumping out. You really are.
I appreciate that. You know, it's honestly just been about following God's calling. You know, we live in a culture, and you saw in the video, you know, the statistics are horrendous. In fact, I was wrong in the video. The average age of a male exposed to pornography is now 11. It used to be 13 a few years ago. The latest data is 11 years old. You know, half, if you look at 62% of adults believe in God, adults over 40, that's actually pretty good in a first world country. Only 32% of children. You know, it is a crisis. And you know, it's funny, you know how when you talk to people about their life and they get into past trauma, they say, well, my parents did this, my parents did that. Okay, fair enough.
Right.
That's, you know, that's a real thing for people. But now we're the adults.
Yes.
We're the adults. We're the ones who are supposed to be held accountable. You know, if you came from you never heard of America and you land in America for the first time and people say, oh, children are the most important thing in the world for me. Okay, well, show me how you're doing on that, because we're not, right? So we have this obligation to step up. And what's been so amazing, you know, in the video, you saw the type of talent we have. You know, Temi, who leads our engineering team, who spoke at the end. You know, Temi, he used to work at Amazon and helped create the algorithm. When you shop at Amazon and you buy a bunch of packages, a bunch of goods, and they say split it into multiple packages so this part gets here faster, he created that algorithm at Amazon. Yeah. And the, you know, Hank Stringer, who leads our recruiting team, he's been one of the top tech recruiting talents in Austin for 40 years. He helped build the Dell sales team in the 90s when Dell was, you know, lighting the world on fire. And so, and I could go on. I mean, our team are just tremendous people of writers and game designers and artists and all types of, you know, creatives and engineers that God has really truly called. And so the thing is for us, you know, it's about living out the calling. It's about saying, look, God calls us to step up. If you read the Bible, it's about people who are praying, but they're also taking action. You know, it's not like Moses just prayed, oh God, I hope that we get teleported out of Israel. You know, Noah didn't pray and say, oh, I hope it doesn't rain on my family. No, you got to build the ark. No, you got to lead your family. You got to lead all of Israel into the desert. You have to pray and do. And if you think about it, as Americans, we've been doing a lot of praying and worrying, and we haven't been doing a lot of doing. And that's part of the reason why we are where we are.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say with what you just said. It's like you're in my brain, which is a little bit right now scary since you have the background that you've got with video and tech. Are you in my brain? Yes, Brent. Yes. We have to be doing. I think a lot of Christians get stuck in, I'm praying about it. I'm like, well, you're still praying about it because you were praying about it 5 years ago. Just start doing it. God will navigate. If it's not the right path, he'll block it. And that is why we're seeing the country and the issues that we're in today with our teens, all of it, and tweens and even toddlers. Another thing is, this is the first time we as parents are dealing with such a tech-saturated culture. Yes. You know, our parents, we didn't even have a flip phone when we were kids. They were like, get outside, I'll ring the bell when it's time for dinner, I'll scream when it's time for you to get, you know, chores done or get out in the barn. My mom used her voice, and you could hear her for about 3.5 miles away. We didn't have to have tech gadgets, and they didn't have to deal with how to navigate us on them. Video games, when I was allowed to play video games, after doing a bunch of my homework, an hour of practice of piano pretty much every day, it was wild, but I see why they did that. Then we could play video games. What was it? Pong and Tetris. Not the stuff we're seeing today, and I know you can resonate with me on that.
Absolutely.
You have phenomenal entertainment for our posse here. They got to go there right now. Tell us about trueplaygames.com. That's trueplaygames.com. This will be in the show notes, everybody, at counterculturemom.com. Click on this episode and then check out the links surrounding the episode. Navigate us through this website. What can we find? How can parents and grandparents for Christmas this year get your phenomenal content?
Yeah, what we'd love for you to do is, so we are launching TruePlay next year. We've been doing a lot of testing and things right now. In fact, if you'd like to get involved, get an early look, get notified as we do releases. Be one of our testers. The very first thing you can do on the very top is enter your email in trueplaygames.com. So that's a video called Maple in the Forest of Words on our website. That's about a little girl. As you can see, she's a bunny rabbit that wears a tiger costume. She's very headstrong, very strong in her faith. A little bit too headstrong, doesn't really listen to other people. She rescues this fox who's adopted by a bear family who has a lot of questions. He's adopted and he's got some unresolved questions. They meet each other in the forest through a series of circumstances you can see, and they discover there's a much more evil, sinister thing happening where this evil queen has taken over the forest and corrupted and twisted the meaning of words, which has led to a lot of destruction inside the society that she's taken over, and they've got to fight against it. So that they're also, Lucas gets involved, he has his own journey. So each of our characters have their own journeys, their own personalities. Some are very strong believing Christians. Others are actually, not so sure. They're struggling with their faith, like a lot of people.
Right.
And then they have their own journeys that they're on over time, where they grow, where they evolve, where they change, where God shows up for them. The characters pray. The Bible is referred to. But there's also real evil. There's also real bad guys, right? And that's the way the world really is. There are people who are in, there are people who are on a journey, and there's people who are very opposed.
Okay.
And that's essentially the universe that the Rimverse is in. Yeah.
The tiger, deadliest of hunters, fiercest of predators, prowls the dark forest of words. This particular tiger has abnormally long ears.
Adornally? Who are you calling Adornal? And you forgot. Yeah! I'm a tiger bunny.
And what, pray, is Maple, the tiger bunny, stalking today?
I'm on a rescue mission.
Who exactly are you rescuing?
No one yet, but I'm ready for anything. Huh?
Maple sees a bear attacking a small child and wisely considers her options.
Nope. God tells me to be strong and courageous. Huh? Wait. You're not a bear.
And you're not a tiger.
Look out!
What's up with these vines?
They're called vindictive vines. Give that back! Help me!
Hey, Mr. Narrator! That's who I'm rescuing.
My book! Ha! Quick! Look up emergency escape protocol for vindictive vines!
Yeah, there's nothing in here.
It must be there. My book is a compendium of all necessary facts.
Whatever. I'll just bite him.
No, I tried that. It just moves
around. But you didn't have these. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
A tiger bunny saving a... You're a fox! Foxes eat people like me.
That is gross. For your information, I'm Oliver, the biblical fox. My diet consists of grapes.
Ooh, I like grapes.
Malevolent mushrooms. I suggest we leave. Now.
Yeah, let's bounce. This place is creepy.
Oh, Maple. This forest is more than creepy.
Invade my forest. Attack my vines. I'll show them.
My foot!
Oliver!
Okay, that is fantastic. So you're telling me we're going to have to wait till the new year to get our hands on this, correct? Because you're doing beta tests right now.
We will, yes. We do have, you will have to wait. However, we have another animation coming out in the next few weeks that actually featured Lucas, and there might be an appearance. You might be able to find out what happens to Maple and Oliver after that stunning cliffhanging conclusion. So, inside our world, each of the characters has their own personality. You can see Maple's a very strong Christian. You'd also see that she's very headstrong. She actually sees in the book there's a solution, but she doesn't care because she wants to go, be the hero. Oliver's a little more timid, not so sure, and Maple's courageousness kind of brings him along. If you notice inside, there's a statue, there's broken down statues. Now, Maple and Oliver don't notice at the time, but if you watch the video again, there are these broken statues. That's of a former king named Logos, and he's our Christ-like figure who was in charge of the world, was a king. When he was in charge, everything was great. He said, okay, I'm going to leave, you know, the world to you, to the people, and I want you guys to do a good job. And I'm going to have to go away for a while. And we know how that ended because that's what happened on the earth. And, you know, we haven't been doing a great job as stewards of the earth ever since as human beings. And so part of what's happening is there's a redemptive story where a lot of the evil forces, like the evil queen, who's, you know, you hear her voice and you see her paw at the end, are doing things. There's other villains as well. She's not the only one. She's not actually even the main villain. I won't reveal who that is. But there are these other major villains who are trying to twist, corrupt, take power, lie. And the children have to, you know, pray and take action, you know, and move forward and go on their own adventures. So they're helping, you know, redeem the world while they're also going on their own personal journeys. You know, Lucas, for example, has a lot of unresolved questions about the death of his brother and has to go on his own quest to figure out what all of that really means.
I really love this, how you're bringing in true life situations for young kids in a way that they can handle, talk to, relate to, and live through. That is very, very creative. Okay, don't go anywhere. You're going to make me want to sign up here for more information, again, on my beta test here during this commercial break. We're going to be right back to talk more about how terrific True Play is for your kids right after this.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/Fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/4Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
The only way we can truly make America great again is by investing in America first. Cortez Wealth Management provides American-based investment opportunities so you can rest assured that your funds are supporting businesses that you value. Are your investments aligned with your beliefs? Are you unknowingly supporting Chinese companies? Do you know if you hold ESG investments? We will help you answer these critical questions and more. Our professionals provide a strategic planning process in our America First retirement plan that is uniquely tailored to meet your goals and objectives. With our competitive fees and personalized service, you will get the best possible protection and security on your investment while also supporting policies and products you believe in. Call Cortez Wealth Management now at 813-448-3446 or visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and schedule an appointment with us today. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Have peace of mind that when you retire, you will enjoy your golden years.
Hey, we're coming back from commercial break. I just want to tell you and your team, fantastic job on the illustrations. I'm looking at your website right now, and I just got to show the audience here. Look at how sweet those graphics are. It looks like these characters are real. And let me tell you something. Growing up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you and I can both remember the cheesy Christian content. We were embarrassed to tell our friends that we went to go watch a Christian movie. Not this. True Play team, you're killing it. Keep at it. Oh, yeah. I love the whole mission and vision of why you do what you do. I mean, it comes down to this verse right here, Proverbs 22:6. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. That's why it's critical we put this godly content in kids' brains. How old do you have to be in order to be a beta tester?
You know, any age, as long as the parents are okay with it, right? Because we just sign up through the parents. Our target age range for our game players is kind of 5 to 13 years old. But as I said, we have a lot of people who happen to be in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s who we know play our content and enjoy it. So there's no age. It's not like a roller coaster where there's a height requirement or a playpen where you have to be under a certain age. Any age is welcome.
I love it. And for the parents out there who have kids that love playing video games, and you're frustrated because you want them to have better options, this is it. But also, I know my 13-year-old son would sign up in a heartbeat to become a beta tester and probably even want to get into design work for video games. There's a lot of young people that want to take video game making classes. That is an option today, believe it or not, in school, even through high school years. And also you said you were looking for people to jump on board for your phenomenal team there. CounterCultureMom.com, check it out, watch all four episodes and share this with the masses. Thank you so much, Brent. Keep up the excellent work. We need your good.
So good to be with you today. Thank you.